Yasser Arafat's 33-day confinement inside his Ramallah headquarters ended today as Israeli forces pulled away from the Palestinian leader's compound. The move follows the handover of 6 Palestinian prisoners to American and British officials under a deal brokered by the United States. United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan says he plans to disband a UN team that was due to investigate the Israeli assault on the Jenin refugee camp. Annan delivered the message to the Security Council as it met to discuss the dispute with Israel over the matter. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has been following the story. She joins us now. Michelle, what does this mean? No investigation into Israel's actions in Jenin?
Well, this UN team has been waiting in Geneva, and Kofi Annan has said it just can't wait there. The Israelis have delayed it so many times, so presumably he'll be calling this team home soon. This is, of course, somewhat disappointing to the Bush administration. Secretary of State Colin Powell did try to salvage this mission. He spoke to Anna and he spoke to Israeli officials repeatedly in recent days, but to no avail. But I have to say that U.S. officials at the United Nations tonight didn't sound very alarmed about Annan's message. The Bush administration did support Kofi Annan's initiative to send this team to Jenin, but one official I spoke to said the UN doesn't have a license on fact-finding missions. And I think the Bush administration feels fairly confident that others will go on their own, journalists or non-governmental organizations. And also the administration is trying to shift the focus to the humanitarian situation, saying eventually these facts will come out over time, but let's focus on the immediate need of getting aid to the Palestinians.
Remind us why the Israelis objected to the fact-finding team after they initially said they had nothing to hide.
Well, as I said, the Israeli cabinet blocked this several times, and they raised a lot of different objections. Part of it was just the makeup of the mission, that there were too many humanitarian refugee experts and not enough security experts. Kofi Annan did add more military advisors, but that didn't seem to allay all of the concerns. The Israelis also wanted to make sure they had a say in which Israeli soldiers were questioned, and that they'd be protected from prosecution. Basically, the Israelis were worried that this could be used as part of a smear campaign, while Annan was worried about lack of credibility for the UN mission.
The whole point of the mission was to try to find out what actually happened in Jenin. Any closer to that information?
Well, right now the Palestinians say they've recovered about 50 bodies, which is approximately the same as the Israeli estimate of how many Palestinians died during the fighting there in Jenin. The Palestinians, though, have all along argued that there are many more buried beneath the rubble of the refugee camp. This is something that is still in dispute. Certainly, U.S. officials have been really cautious about any figures and about the language that's used. You'll remember that initially we heard a lot of the Palestinians talking about a massacre taking place, and we're hearing less talk about that now a bit. Secretary of State Powell, for instance, said that a top State Department official who visited Jenin did not see evidence of a massacre. He clearly didn't like to have those terms thrown around. And that was one of the reasons, frankly, that Powell was pushing the Israelis to allow the United Nations team in, so that these allegations wouldn't just continue to linger on out there. Now we'll have to rely on probably other sources, other people reporting from the region.
Well, some independent groups have actually conducted investigations in Jenin. What are they saying?
That's right. Well, Amnesty International, for instance, did some investigative work and has also downplayed those allegations of a massacre. Amnesty did, though, say that there's credible evidence of violations of international humanitarian law. That is to say that some civilians were killed, that humanitarian assistance was blocked, and that some of the wounded were denied medical assistance. There was another group that studied the situation in Jenin, and that was the Physicians for Human Rights. And that group also raised similar concerns about lack of access to medical care and the civilian deaths in Jenin. But even in its report, it said that was in no way a comprehensive accounting of the deaths or injuries in Jenin. It was just an initial assessment, and it was based really only on information from the Palestinian hospital.
Thanks, Michelle. NPR's Michelle Kellerman.